everyone. This is Mariana from the QBio team, and today we're with John Wells, one of the co-founders of Factorial Biotechnologies. Thank you, John, for taking out the time to be here today. We're excited to hear more about you and Factorial.
Of course, thanks for having me.
So let's go ahead and dive right in. So tell us about Factorial from scratch. What does your team focus on, and what do you guys plan to accomplish with this startup?
Yeah, so we're a single-cell genomic startup. So we're building a technology that gives a higher resolution readout for complex heterogeneous samples. So, you know, to date, most DNA RNA sequencing experiments have been done in what we call bulk prep, where you bust the cells open, lyse the cells, and purify the nucleic acids and sequence them. And this gives you kind of like an average of all the cells in a sample. But it turns out that the cells are a little bit different, or sometimes a lot different within a sample. And so we've developed a technology that allows you to get single cell resolution. So you actually know, you know, what mutations are coming from each cell. And it's a very powerful technology, and kind of our core differentiator among other companies trying to do single cell is that we perform all of the library prep inside of intact cells. And so what we're really focused on is improving the quality and the yield of in-cell library prep.
Thank you for giving us more detail on Factorial. So moving on, focusing on your entrepreneurial background, you have previous experience in a different startup. How has that experience impacted Factorial?
It's just been enormously helpful. I can't imagine having started a company without having my previous experience at LaserGen, which is actually started in Houston, Texas, near the Med Center. And so, you know, I could probably talk for hours about why that was important. I think at a high level, you know, the way we're developing technology at Factorial is very similar to the way we develop technology at LaserGen. And so, you know, having the instincts for, how to design experiments to get the highest value in the shortest amount of time. You know, I learned a ton from Mimi Healy, who was the CEO of LaserGen. So that was really helpful. In addition, you know, building a network and knowing, you know, a lot of, you know, people who with different skill sets in the life sciences industry that I can kind of draw on, you know, whenever we need help, has been really valuable. And then finally, you know, having a good track record, you know, having been through a successful startup before, you know, really helps with fundraising and, you know, kind of partnering with other companies. So I'd say those are the big three, but there's a whole lot of other, you know, smaller ones that that we also benefit from. So if you want to start a life science company, I think joining one that's already kind of going well and learning the ropes before you go out on your own, I think is a great idea.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Factorial is based out of California, but you decided to open up another branch of the company in Houston. What led to this decision, and what advice would you give to startups looking to do something similar?
Yeah, so the biggest reason was some of my former coworkers from LaserGen are in Houston, and they're enormously talented and, you know, really have the very good skills that translate to some of the needs that we have at my company. So people was the biggest reason. Also, you know, there are a lot, I mean, Houston has a great, you know, clinical research. You know, the Med Center is, you know, one of the biggest, if not the biggest in the world. And so as our technology matures and we start to, you know, work with early access customers, there's access to tons of samples and clinical research, you know, right in Houston. And we, you know, plan to help, you know, single cell genomics penetrate the clinical market. So I think that that's another, you know, really important reason is you just have, you're so close to samples and the research, clinical research community in Houston. Advice to people thinking about opening an office in Houston or, you know, opening a second office. I think it can be challenging if you don't already, you know, have a really strong relationship with at least someone in a leadership role or the folks that'll be in the office, you know, that's co-located. So I felt comfortable doing this just because I knew the team really well. I'd worked with them in the past. But I think if you don't, you know, have someone that you've worked closely with before, you know, in the second location, it could be pretty challenging to keep everybody synced up. But it's worked out well for us so far, and we're really happy to have an office in Houston and then be so close to the Med Center, where QBio is located.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing your advice and for giving us more information about Factorial.
Thank you.